Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey there, unfollowers. This is your girl, Novalane, back with another daily dose of brain-boosting goodness to help you navigate this crazy world we call life. Ever feel like you're constantly making decisions, big and small, without really knowing what hit you? Like, one minute you're impulsively ordering the third slice of pizza, no judgment. The next minute you're wondering why your bank account is looking a little less enthusiastic. Yeah, me too. That's why today, we're diving deep into mindfulness for better decision-making because trust me, it's a game-changer. So, what exactly does mindfulness mean when it comes to decisions? It's not about becoming some Zen master sitting on a mountaintop chanting Om, although that wouldn't hurt. It's about being present in the moment, truly understanding your thoughts and emotions without judgment, and making choices from a place of clarity instead of knee-jerk reactions. Think of it like this. You're not just reacting to life, you're actively choosing how to respond. And trust me, there are some amazing benefits waiting for you on the other side. You'll find yourself making more informed decisions, reducing stress and anxiety, goodbye decision fatigue, and building a stronger sense of self-awareness. Pretty awesome, right? Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to supercharge your decision-making skills. 1. Slow down. This is the golden rule. Before you react or jump into any decision, take a few deep breaths and pause. Seriously, count to 10 or even 20 if you need to. This simple act gives you time to think things through without letting emotions run wild. Ever felt like you said something you regretted within seconds of uttering it? Yeah, that's the chaos of impulsive decisions. Taking a breather allows your brain to catch up and process everything rationally. 2. Identify your emotions. What are you feeling in this moment? Are you stressed, excited, anxious, or maybe even a little bit scared? Recognizing your emotions is crucial because they can heavily influence your choices. If you're feeling overwhelmed, it might be best to step away from the decision for a while and come back with a clearer head. 3. Weigh the pros and cons. This classic technique might seem old school, but it's still incredibly effective. Make a list of all the potential benefits and drawbacks of each option. It helps you visualize the bigger picture and identify any potential pitfalls. Remember, sometimes the best decision isn't always the most exciting one, it's the one that aligns with your long-term goals and values. 4. Seek external input. Talk to someone you trust. Sharing your dilemma with a friend, family member, or mentor can provide valuable insights and perspectives. They might see things you don't or offer suggestions you haven't considered. Remember, a fresh pair of eyes can be incredibly helpful when you're feeling stuck in your own head. Trust your gut. This one's all about intuition. After you've done the thinking and reflecting, sometimes there's just that little voice inside that whispers what feels right. Don't ignore it. Intuition is often based on subconscious knowledge and experience, so learning to trust it can be a powerful tool for making decisions that feel aligned with your true self. Let's talk about a real-life example. Imagine you're offered a dream job in another city, but it means leaving behind your support system and familiar surroundings. Your mind is racing. One side says go for IT, this is your chance to live your dream. The other side whispers, but what about your friends, your family? You've got all this excitement bubbling up alongside a healthy dose of fear. How do you navigate this decision? Take a deep breath, feel those emotions, the excitement, the fear, the uncertainty. Then consider, what are the pros and cons? How would this move impact your long-term goals and happiness? Talk to someone you trust about their thoughts. Finally, listen to that inner voice. Does the dream outweigh the challenges? That's what mindfulness is all about, making conscious, informed decisions based on a clear understanding of yourself, your emotions, and the situation at hand. So, remember, unfollowers, mindfulness isn't just some fancy word for meditation, it's a powerful tool that can transform your decision-making process. Take it slow, tune into your emotions, weigh your options, seek guidance when needed, and trust your gut. You got this. Next time, we're diving into how to break free from the digital noise and reclaim your focus. Don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. Let me know what decisions you've been wrestling with and how mindfulness has helped you navigate them. Until then, stay mindful, stay focused, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.